Listen to a conversation between a student and his sociology professor.
Well, I'm glad you redid your outline. I've made a few comments, but nothing you have to act on. It's in good enough shape for you to start writing your paper.
Thanks. At first I was afraid all that prep work would be a waste of time.
Well, especially with a challenging topic like yours, factors leading to the emergence of sociology as an academic discipline. There's just so much history to consider, you could get lost without a solid outline. So, did you have a question?
Yeah, it's about... You mentioned needing volunteers for a research study?
Yep. It's not my study, it's my colleague's in the marketing department. She needs people to watch various new TV programs that haven't been broadcast yet. Then indicate on a survey whether they liked it, why, if they'd watch another episode. It'd be kind of fun. Plus, participants get a $50 gift certificate.
Oh, well, I like the sound of that. But, so they're trying to predict if these shows are going to succeed or fail, right? Based on students' opinions? Why would they care what we think?
Hey, don't sell yourself short. People your age are a very attractive market for advertisers who promote their products on television. The study's sponsored by a TV network. If enough students don't like a show, the network may actually reconsider putting it on the air.
Okay, well, how do I sign up?
You just add your name and phone number to this list and check a time slot. Although it looks like the only times left are next Monday morning and Thursday evening.
Oh, well, I have marketing and economics Monday mornings and Thursday.
Oh, you're taking a marketing class? Who's teaching it?
It's Professor Larkin, Intro to Marketing. He hasn't mentioned the study, though.
Oh, well, the marketing department's pretty big. I happen to be friends with a woman who's doing the TV study. Okay, well, we don't want you missing class. How's Thursday?
Oh, I work from 5 till 9 that night.
Hmm. No flexibility with your schedule? Where do you work?
At Fox's Diner. I'm a server.
Oh, I love Fox's. I eat there every week. Maybe you could switch shifts with someone.
I'm still in training, and the only night my trainer works is Thursday.
Look, I know the owners there really well. Why don't you let me give them a call and explain the situation?
Okay. It'd be cool to be part of a real research study. And the gift certificate wouldn't hurt either.